Hello, everybody. You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. On tonight's episode, we're talking about Deb showing off her new man, Ayana gets her nipples pierced, and Bow Wow and Kiomi go to counseling. Of course, we have our Glowing Up Fashion, our fan shoutouts, news and gossip, and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's all I'm trying to know.
That's the best part of it.
I know.
What's up, everybody? We're back after our long Thanksgiving break. We're stuffed, we're full, but we're happy to be talking about Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. So on tonight's episode, we're talking about Deb and her showing off her new man. Ayana gets her nipples pierced, and Bow Wow and Kiomi go to counseling. Of course, we have your Growing Up Fashion, your fan shout out, your news and gossip, everything and so much more. But before we get into this episode, let's talk about our host here. I am Howard III. Next to me is Mr. Byron. How you feeling?
What up, y'all? It's Byron K. I'm feeling all right. I was a little bit sick over the weekend, but we're good now. So, you know, we in here.
That's good. Alexis, how you feeling? How's your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Ate a lot, about 3 or 4 plates, and I'm happy to be back talking to Growing Up Hip Hop.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. I hope you guys out there had a great Thanksgiving as well. So before we get into tonight's episode, overall thoughts. What were we thinking? It was a lot. We were still in Jamaica. We're doing counseling. There's dates.
For one, I'm happy we got to see Deb's man, because honestly, I did not think we were going to get to see him. So I'm happy we get to see the whole face, body, everything, and Deb is glowing. And this episode was really good. I like that we got to see Kaomi and Bow Wow, you know, trying to make it work. but I think I was just more excited, like I said, about Deb and Mr. Ahmad. Or is it Ahmad?
Ahmad, yeah.
Ahmad. I'm happy about this glow we getting from Ms. Deb.
I'm
so
happy.
I like the episode, too. I feel like a lot of people kind of opened up between, like, Deb and, like, Bow Wow, Kaomi. Like, everybody's kind of—and Johnny— Everybody is kind of going a little bit deeper into who they are. So we're kind of seeing like what makes them click and everything, or what makes them not click. But also, this was, like you say, I love Deb in this episode. This was like her episode.
Mm-hmm. This sure was.
Stella.
Right? Go ahead, Stella. I mean, let's jump into it. So Miss Deb is still in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Of course, after that whole backlash that we saw in the last episode with Johnny, she was like, listen, you're not messing up my trip. My man is coming. We're going to have a good time. So he ends up showing up, Ahmad. And as soon as he gets in, they start kissing, nasty kiss at that. And just, you know, look like really enjoying each other. Like, Miss Deb has a smile on her face. She's telling him about her day. And they just look so happy.
Mm-hmm. I like seeing Deb happy like that, too. It's so funny. When she first FaceTimed him, I could have sworn I was Soulja Boy with them big-ass glasses.
But then, Soulja Boy.
But then after the commercial break, when he actually stepped inside the spot that she was in, mm-hmm. and he took off the glasses, I was like, oh, that's LL right there. That's Mr. Cool J.
Not LL.
I honestly didn't think we were going to see his face. Because if you look at that FaceTime, it was like he was trying to hide his face a little bit.
Right?
We didn't see the full thing.
Like he was like, oh, no, we're not really together.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to build that suspense. That probably wasn't even really him.
You know,
that was a clone.
I think so, because I was like, he trying to hide who he with? Who's his baby mama? Who the ex-wife? You know what I'm saying? Like, who you trying to hide from? Don't play Miss Deb. Mm-hmm. You know, she don't need her heart broken. She's in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. In it to win it.
In it to win it. So she still wants to, I don't know, she still wants to try to work it out with Johnny, but then she doesn't. In my opinion, she was kind of just a little all over the place, but eventually, when she did meet up with Johnny at Johnny's shoot, she said, listen, girl, it's over. We at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did we see that coming? Byron, did you see it coming?
Yes. Well, yes, because I hoped it would come, because I didn't want Deb to keep putting herself out there like that to not get much in return. And I understand that she sees a lot in Johnny, and I do too. Like, we can agree that Johnny's talented.
Right.
Her music isn't bad, but that attitude is what needs work, and like her mental, as Deb said specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that Deb disconnected herself from that, but once she disconnected, she moved on quick.
Right, real quick.
I don't think I like that she did that. I love Deb, but I don't like how she just, you know. I mean, I'm happy she, you know, disconnected herself from Johnny. I think that needed to happen. But I don't like how she just jumped to, you know, to working with Masika so quick.
Right.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, it might have just been like a business move. Like, okay, on to the next. I got to keep the money coming in. And maybe Masika is, I think that Deb isn't a stranger to chaos. Her son is Waka Flocka. Mm-hmm. Her other son, they don't really have the best relationship. She's been dealing with Johnny for all these years, which basically became like her daughter. So I don't think that she's ever going to truly separate herself fully from chaos. So that's why the Masika thing, I could see that actually like working together. I don't know if it's for better or for worse, but I could see why they would be kind of drawn to each other. And I think to an extent, they both kind of like the chaos.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I don't know if, because Ms. Deb had said in the past, she was like, I'm not going to work with female artists anymore because it's just too much drama. And I'm like, I like Masika, but I do think she has that little, you know, drama in her. What could, and like Ms. Deb said, she brings drama, but if she does one thing, she's out. Which I don't know if I believe Ms. Deb on that either, but I don't know. I think Ms. Deb should just really be an advisor for Masika. Just
she
stand
should
in
be.
The, stand behind her and just like, okay, maybe she should move this way. Maybe she should do this deal. Not necessarily manage her, but just oversee some things.
That might be a little safer too. Mm-hmm. And as far as Masika, I personally don't see her as an artist. I see her as a big personality, and she is a big personality, so it's no shade to her. But I see her as like somebody who's like bigger than just making a few songs and stuff like that. And if she decides to make music and it works for her, then that's dope. But I see her as somebody who could like have like maybe her own show or like a talk show or a podcast and stuff, because you notice she's quick on her feet.
Very
She's well spoken. Mm-hmm. She can make people laugh. So I see her as being like not necessarily an artist, but just an entertainer and a personality in her own right, which I feel like she wears that hat well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Can we get some thoughts real quick on Johnny's outfit choice on this video shoot? So she was in a 2-piece gold bikini, had little strings on it. Low key looked like she was back in her stripper days. And I said, okay, Johnny, like, I don't know what the whole vibe is. Maybe I need to see the whole video, because she's just in the bikini on the beach and then she's on the horse. I'm like, well, what does this have to do with the song? But, you know, did we like the bikini? For
it,
now?
It was Jamaica. I mean, I think it go. You know, when you're in Jamaica, you wear cute little stuff like that. Like I said, I think we need to hear the song, because I don't know what the song is about. We just heard snippets.
And it felt like they gave us the whole video right there, though. They gave us the whole BET uncut version. So I do want to see the video, though. I want to hear the music, and I want to see how they cut it together and stuff.
I'm interested in seeing, because I was just like, okay, Johnny.
But she already spoke on what she had to do. She said, I got to let my assets just shine in this video.
I said, the weather shouldn't be making your assets shine. Not, oh, it's cloudy out here. Got to make it shine. What? Girl, put on a jacket, some cute jeans. You know what? It's your video, Johnny. I'm here to support
you. Do they wear jackets in Jamaica?
They probably do. Tropical thunderstorms.
You know, I think I saw Safari wear a jacket. Actually, he'd be wearing those big fur coats. So, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, before we get into our next little subject here, I want to let the people know out there that we love them. Well, actually, we love you guys so much that we have something new to bring to the table for you. Byron, tell them a little bit about it.
Yes, Buzz family, we have something crazy in store for y'all. So recently, I decided to download an app called Poshmark. It's an app that, instead of buying brand new from the store, it allows you to shop from millions of closets across America. For instance, I saw a Burberry jacket that was originally priced at $2,995, marked all the way down to $139. Basically, it's still, and they're really that cheap, y'all.
Wow.
They literally have every brand. A couple of my favorites are Nike and Adidas, but of course, they also have brands like Polo and Gucci for all you people with expensive taste. The prices are low, and shipping is super fast. Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Basically, every day is Black Friday. On top of that, Buzz family, you, as listeners, get $5 off of your first purchase. Just enter the invite code AFTERBUZZ.
Wow.
I repeat, the invite code is AFTERBUZZ, all one word. So go ahead and download the Poshmark app and start saving money on your wardrobe. And you can thank us later.
I'm loving that. Alexis, you use the app too, right?
Yeah, so I work at SoulCycle, and you know, we sell like workout, like Nike and Nike, not really Adidas. And we have like the SoulCycle branded on it. So there's a lot of people that like are following of it. So what we do is we buy it and then sell it for a higher price on Poshmark sometimes. And people actually buy it.
Wow.
And the good thing about Poshmark is they include the shipping and the person that's buying its total. And they give you the shipping, the shipping little thing you put on the packages. I'm like, can't think of the word. So it's like, it's really easy. It's just one little, you know, you don't have to do anything. You just put the little shipping label on there and just ship it out. It's really simple.
That's
yeah.
what's up.
That's it. Yeah.
I might have to really start selling on there too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instead of just buying.
Look like a nice little app. I like the little Gucci backpacks they had on there. Mm-hmm. Those were cute.
Yeah, they have great reviews too. They almost have 5 stars and they have over 85,000 reviews. A lot of people use it. When I downloaded mm-hmm. the app, I literally got like 100 new followers right away. Wow. So people can follow you on the app too.
Oh, even better.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
You know we love followers.
Okay. Now, speaking of followers, Ayana, she had a little follower, Kiyomi Leslie, when she went to go get her nipples pierced at the tattoo parlor place. I said, okay, you know, I don't know what made her want to get her nipples pierced, but go ahead, girl, do what you got to do. While she was there, she brought up the idea of counseling to Kiyomi. She was like, listen, girl, you and Bao, you guys need to get back together. Maybe this will work. And then Kiyomi was, she wasn't really feeling it at first. She said, I want Bao Wow to be there first before I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing ever, I don't know, like a mess. So Ayana got her nipples pierced, which I don't know why, but she did.
Man, she pulled out a, she pulled out a whole titty. Like she pulled out a boop.
She said, I'm little Kim.
Like, she was nervous, but she got all those piercings.
Yeah.
What you nervous
that
for?
That one is different, though. That's sensitive. Ain't that sensitive?
Yeah, but I feel like if you can get this pierce in your nose, you do that. She has a dermal piercing right here.
But milk don't come out of your dermal.
I know, but this hurt. I don't know.
It is right by the bone, though, so I get that. Because when I got my tattoo, it hurt the worst right over my chest.
Uh-huh.
So she has all these piercings. I mean, I get it, but she handled it. She didn't cry. She didn't really.
She was a G about it.
Yeah.
But
can we talk about how Kiyomi fell at the fashion show? And we didn't see that or didn't know about it?
I'm going to be blind. I didn't see it.
They probably didn't show us.
We need to find that BTS. Maybe we can get a producer to send us that footage.
I was like, wow. Okay. I mean, I wonder how hard did she fall? Like right off the runway?
Ayana said that you couldn't really tell that she fell from the clip that she had. So maybe it wasn't a full fall. You know how people are dramatic. Maybe it wasn't a full fall. Maybe it was like a trip up, stumble step.
You fix it up and keep walking like nothing happened type of deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She should have played it off. Like, I'm dramatic. So if I'm going to fall, I'm going to do a whole roll and then I'm going to dive and then do a kick back up onto my feet and act like it was all rehearsed.
Like a Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
little Queen Bee. But yes. And then I like how they're showing a little bit more of Ayana. We also saw her on a date tonight with her and her boo. And she let us know she's not getting, like, having any kids. She only wants to get married unless it's with her boo. If not, she want to get married. So I was like, okay, you know, let us a little bit more into your life. What's going on there?
Ayana's cool. She seems to be such a caring person.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she literally just met Kiyomi and she's already like looking out for her, trying to get her counseling, inviting her to things, including her in her fashion show. And like, she's really a true girlfriend to Kiyomi, a real like, you know, a real homie to Kiyomi. So that's kind of dope. And then it's just cool that like she has her girlfriend too. And you can tell that they have like a lot of love for each other. So I'm happy for Ayana right now.
Yeah.
She's popping too. She had her fashion show. Mm-hmm. She got her boo thing. She got her nipple pierced. She pulled out the whole titty. She's shining.
She popping. Another person who's popping and shining is my girl, Little Mama.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the studio to meet up with Bao, thinking they're going to talk about music. Bao Wow lets her know, like, oh, well, we got somebody for you. We want to put you on a little bit of a blind date. Little Mama said, okay, yes, I'll go. But as long as Bao Wow comes with her back to New York, which I was like, okay, you know, that should be fun, you know. But Bao Wow was like, no, I don't like reunions. I don't want to see anybody. Like, I'm done with that. So he knocked that off. But we see that Little Mama went on a date with BT, who she was crushing on before. And they had some fun. I love Little Mama's flirting.
Mm-hmm.
The way that she was, it was just so cute to me. I said, she's just so smooth with it. Well, she's like, you've been running through my mind all day.
You might be tired.
Yes.
No, I love it. I love how they seem to be so comfortable around each other right away. And she even talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
They smiled a lot. And, like, they were just free. Like that's the way they were free. They were able to be corny around each other. And I think corny couples are the best ones. Those are the dopest couples.
The best ones.
Yeah, they seem very comfortable with each other, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know he was interested in her like that.
I didn't see that coming either. But I guess there was a little chemistry when they were at Bow Wow's party.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so maybe.
And that's how you know it's real, because she didn't really know who he was or what he did at that time. She didn't find out until the date that he was a personality like that. So the connection they had was like genuine.
Very genuine. Have you guys, Alexis or Byron, have you guys been to an escape room before?
I haven't. This episode made me want to go to one, though.
Me too.
That's a date idea.
It is.
It's a really cool date idea, right? Actually.
How much does it cost? Cute. I know it ranges. How much does it cost usually?
I think it's...
In LA, how much does it cost?
There's one downtown. I think it's like...
a ticket.
Oh, there you go.
45 a ticket?
45 a ticket? Okay.
Anywhere from like 25 to 45 a ticket, depending on the place you go.
Perfect. That's so just bad. So you guys know, our producers just let us know that $45 per ticket out here in these streets.
Okay.
That's not bad. I feel like it's probably fun. Well, it looked fun.
It looks like a lot of fun. And then they had the bar there, and she was able to drink and have her wine. It was such a cute date.
So
I wonder if the drinks
are
included, though, with that ticket price. They should at least give you like a free drink voucher. They should give you a wristband.
All right. You got to run around here, try to escape a room. I get tired. Let me get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Because here's the thing. If you're drunk, then it'll make it harder for you to escape. So then you got to pay another $45 to try again.
I mean, I guess. But I'd be like, let's just go to the bar. I'm done.
He said, let's just go to the bar. Let's just walk down the street. There's a bar next door.
Well, speaking of somebody who needs to go to a bar, Bow Wow. I don't know why he's going through all these emotions. It's like, you need to go have a drink or something, but I don't know, he might have a problem too. But, he's talking about going to counseling with Kiyomi. They finally get this settled, and they're like, all right, we'll both get there after they've been kidnapped by Ayana and...
Kidnapped.
Shania.
They was on a mission. I feel like they planned that whole thing out.
Okay.
They
plotted
him.
The coordinates. Shania's like, okay, I'll be at Bow Wow's premises at 13:15 military time. That's 1:15.
Bow Wow wasn't trying to go. Shania showed up there to his house like, let's go, Bow, answer the door. And he was not trying to go.
His mom had to answer the door.
And mama didn't seem like she liked it.
She did not like it at all. She sat there and she listened, but she did not like it.
You don't want them to get back together. She said it in a green screen.
I don't think she wants nobody with her son as of right now.
I mean, I can understand why, though, because Bow Wow is kind of just a little all over the place.
He's a loose cannon.
Yeah. He's depressed.
Yeah.
He's had going through depression.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but it's like, Bow Wow. But so they get there to counseling, and finally Bow Wow opens up a little bit, and he just says, he said, oh, he had to reprogram his whole hustle for Kiyomi. And I was like, does he do that with the other girls? Did he do that for Erica Mena? You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he really, because he said he's a rapper, and she should expect all of this, and he's a ladies' man, and... It's like, does she really want to hear all this? She was saying, I'm still a woman. Like, I have feelings. Why would you just show this off in front of everybody and in front of me? Like, why won't you tell these girls to leave him on the side? I get it. He's, you know, this is the image. This is the Bow Wow image. But just be like, all right, take your picture. Now go sit down type of thing.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely be more responsible with it and stuff like that. And he does indulge. But as a guy, that can definitely be hard when the temptation is... Like, it's one thing to just have temptation in the room. But when you have temptation in the room, pressed up against your leg, in the VIP section, and you already kind of tipsy, it's kind of hard.
Ooh, Alexis got something to say.
Go ahead.
What you talking about, Alexis?
Come on, Mademoiselle.
So, you saying that she should expect that from...
No. I'm saying she shouldn't be surprised. And yeah, she should expect it. I'm not saying she should accept it, but she should expect it.
But he should respect her. And I mean, I get it. Take a picture. And then he's famous. We understand that. Girls throwing themselves at him. But he he has to draw a line, too. Mm-hmm. So I can see why she's like, why she acts the way she acts. Even though he did say he hasn't given her a reason to act that way. If you are on, you know, Instagram or whatever, and you taking pictures with these girls, you know, popping bottles with them all in a section, and knowing that these girls want you and, you know, around you for a reason, I just feel you got to draw the line sometimes, you know? Right. I don't care who you are. Jay-Z don't be doing all that stuff. You got to just draw the line, you know?
Jay-Z is 50, though.
He got
Beyonce, and he almost messed that up too. So even Jay-Z did his stuff.
But it wasn't. We didn't know.
We definitely didn't know about it. So we didn't know about
everybody's
it.
Everybody's faithful till you find out that they're not.
I mean, true.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you this then. Let's say you're with Bow Wow, right? Are you a Trey Songz fan? Okay, let's say you're with Bow Wow. You're in the club in the VIP section. You got Trey Songz right here, all up on your leg in the VIP section. You wouldn't be tempted at all?
No.
Okay.
If I'm in a relationship, no. Mm. I don't care who you are.
You wouldn't be tempted at all. Tempted. Icebox, thank you. You would not be tempted.
No.
Tempted. Not motivated to act, but tempted.
I'm with Bow Wow. Is Bow Wow there?
Bow Wow's at home, sleep. He don't know where you are.
And I'm the famous
His
person.
His phone don't have no service. He can't get no connection to Instagram. He don't know what's going on. You out living your best life, and Trey Songz is right there.
What's tempted?
Tempted means like, that you're thinking in your head. You're thinking in your head. Not out loud, in your head. You're tempted.
Maybe.
Okay. Let's go, sound effects.
Just so y'all know, Trey Songz just did a conversations interview on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that seat you're sitting in right now, I believe.
Ooh.
Just so you guys know, Trey Songz just did an interview with our sister network, Black Hollywood. They can? Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't.
I know, I saw that with Jesse. Shout out to you, Jesse Candy.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, I just don't know about Bow Wow. I mean, I guess everybody has their temptations. I don't know. I just felt like he was a little. Sometimes he comes off very harsh. Kaomi said that he even told her once they met, Bow Wow said, if she makes him mad, he will make her life hell. So.
That's a red flag. She should have chucked the deuce right there. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because she knows he's petty. I guess she wasn't thinking as petty, but.
She thought she was going to change him.
So does every woman think that, but you cannot change a man. So,
A dog's going to be a dog, and his name is Bow Wow. Roof, roof.
And he's had a lot of failed relationships. So it's kind of like, I don't think it's her in this situation. I mean, she has her insecurities, but I still think he plays a big role. And maybe it's his depression, or he got something deeper that we don't know.
Maybe. You know? Do you think in this situation she would reach out to Erica Mena or one of his other girlfriends, his past, like, famous girlfriends, and be like, okay, how did y'all do a what was no? Just
definitely,
let her do
definitely
her
not
thing.
Erica Mena, because I just saw Erica Mena on the Shade Room saying that she wants to delete Bow Wow from her history, from her Carfax.
I mean, before they got into it,
she wants to delete this man from her whole Carfax. She said there is no history.
Okay, what about Sierra?
There is no browser history.
No. So she shouldn't reach out to Sierra and be like, girl.
I feel like Sierra was with Bow Wow when they were really young too.
That's true,
so I think it's like different. And Erica Mena, I feel like she kind of crazy. So I think she probably didn't put up with as much as Kim, because. That's disrespectful that he told her that,
That's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Especially since you're first meeting me or, when the beginning stages
That's verbal
of talking
abuse already.
And,
off joke.
Yeah.
I think it's just something not right in his mental. Maybe it's depression. Maybe he, I don't know. He's not in his midlife crisis, so.
That's true. Well. Was there anything else that stood out in this episode to you guys?
Yes. Masika. Yeah. She don't be playing no games.
She
called Kaomi Kiyuki Yucky Yoshi. I'm really gonna write down a list of all these names that she give this girl. Yokishishi, Kiyuki Yucky Yoshi. Like, she just don't care.
She really doesn't. And that's what we love about her. She's just so quick with the mouth, quick with the comeback.
She could real talk have like some type of late night segment. If not a whole show, she can have like a segment or something, or be a guest or a co-host of something. Like, she got that.
Mm-hmm.
She got that.
I can
that.
See that.
I would watch her.
And also, Masika got everything she wanted. She said she was going to get Ms. Dale to work with her. Checkmate, she got it.
She sure did.
Bow Wow broke up with Kaomi. And I don't think Bow Wow's chasing her, but she got Bow Wow some type of way. So she stated when she first stepped on the screen and her green screen, what was going to happen, and it has happened. So
yes, yeah. She sure did.
She be speaking things into existence.
Mm-hmm. She does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so now let's get into our segment, Growing Up Flash Fashion.
Uh-oh.
Who we thought was glowing up tonight, our favorite person, anything from hair, makeup, clothes, anything. So Byron, who's your glowing up?
All right, so I would go ahead and say Ayana, just overall, like from the first, interview confessional room that she was in on this episode, her hair was laid, she had the nose ring, gold and popping and stuff, and like just in general, she keeps herself together.
Yes.
Like, she's always super presentable, she's always real pretty and stuff like that, so I would definitely say Ayana.
My pick is Miss Deb, and it's not even just glowing, I just think she was glowing this whole episode with her little blue thing, so... You know, she's always fly, but this particular episode, I just feel like she was glowing. So I'm going with her.
She was on
episode.
One.
She was.
I'm going to go with my girl, Little Mama, her and her date. She was just, I like the hair, the big hair on her, the curls, but she was just glowing too, like Miss Deb was, like at her date. She was, the way she just flirts is just too cute to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe like her little like East Coast swag with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what, little mama? You're trying to get me too, girl. So, you know, I was feeling her. But let's get into our another segment here, our fan shout outs.
Yeah.
Where we shout you guys out there who listen and watch us here, and we appreciate you so much.
What they talking about, Howard?
So from our YouTube page, we have Jay Busy Tatty. What, I think that's it. He wrote, I love this episode and I love these reviews. Thank you, Jay
thank
Busy.
You. Thank you.
So Rakita Bobby. Dobby, sorry, Rakita girl. She wrote down, Miss Deb, I thought, she put, Miss Deb, I thought was giving her opinion. And if it were her, I was confused because nothing Miss Deb said was wrong. Johnny has issues and Miss Deb is better than me because I would have been like, do you want to fight? Because we can go right now. I'm sick of her. LOL. I feel the same way, girl.
Oh, man. She brazy.
Mm-hmm. And Machine Gun Katy or KTE. Uh-oh. She put, love y'all reviews, but I'm hoping for fire. Oh, but I'm hoping for a fire mix of rap and singing / R&B. Like Lauryn Hill, Drake, rooting for Little Mama always. Talk about how Little Mama's back in the studio, yeah, getting her album together. So I'm loving that. And then Charlotte R. put, Byron is giving me Andre 3000 vibes. And you guys did an awesome job. I love your reviews.
Ooh. We love you too.
We love you guys out there.
Keep tuning in, man. Keep tuning in. We got a special surprise for y'all next week too. So just hold on to that.
Yes, yes, yes. Now let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So much going on. It was just so much over this holiday weekend. I was like, listen, y'all. This is so much. I need a break. So we got some highlights here. The first one is a video of Kayomi talking about the miscarriage that she had with Bow Wow. She was with him, you know, as we know, for like a year, and she was pregnant for 3 to 4 months, had a little boy she found out, and unfortunately, she said due to stress and overworking herself, she ended up having a miscarriage.
That's sad.
Yes, so we have the video for you guys here.
Got the sound
a tweet he made earlier this year, a post and delete, mm-hmm, where he stated a bunch of things, but one thing he said was, I lost my son this year. Mm-hmm. Was that something that had to do with you?
Yes. And back in May, around Mother's Day, I ended up having a miscarriage. I was 3 months pregnant and I lost the baby. It was very stressful. About to cry. But it was stressful for me only because I felt like social media had so much to do with it. I was stressed about, you know, people assuming things about me. And I'm like, these people don't think I'm good enough for you. These people hate me. Why do they hate me so much? And we were arguing about him. He wanted me not to focus on it. And then I was also stressed because I'm like, I have so much ahead of me. I have, you know, my work. I have my music.
Mm. So much.
Was this a Vlad TV interview?
Yes.
Shout out to Vlad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are our thoughts on that? I mean, it's so... Now we can understand why they fight and why they have so much love, because it was a child involved.
And just this era that we live in, social media adds another layer of stress. It's one thing to be stressed on your own, but just going to social media unlocks like a whole nother layer, because then you got to deal with yourself, other people's opinions of you, the outside world, and they never get the full picture. All they see is like a glimpse of your life anyways, and they make a full assumption based off of the glimpse that you give them. So I understand how that can amplify the stress even more.
Mm-hmm.
Any I feel thoughts, so bad Alexis? For her. I feel bad.
She just seems so sincere. So I definitely side with Kiyomi for the most part with this whole situation that's happening on the show. Mm-hmm. I side with Kiyomi because I believe that she's being real sincere about it. Like the way Bow Wow even walked out of the session, I believe that when you're right in a situation, you don't just walk out like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You make your point, you let it be known, you just, it is what it is. But he was mad walking away. Why was he mad after he had just let out what he felt and she said what she felt, and like he walked away mad? So, you know. But I definitely side with Kaomi. I feel for her. And the right person is going to come around. Well, I guess she's with somebody right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, see if she's still with
Young and May.
Young and May.
Young and May.
Uh-huh. He also put up a tweet saying that he misses her. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens if she leaves Young and May. Or
what I've noticed is every woman who leaves Bow Wow moves on and they're happier.
I mean, that's very true. I could see that.
I just saw, please let me get this right. I just saw Erica Mena. I think it was on the Shade Room, or it could have been Complex or something, but she was at a basketball game with Safari.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
And they were wearing matching coats and everything, the matching fur coats that Safari be wearing. Him and Erica Mena had matching ones. So they seemed pretty cool. She was smiling, happy go lucky.
Oh, just a mess.
Yeah. Everybody who leaves Bow Wow, they end up being happier.
End up being happier. So next we have is a photo of Debrat in this short bob haircut she's got going on. She was doing a whole throwback situation on her Instagram page, and she showed us that, you know, she could switch up her hairstyle. On the show, we see her with the braids, and this time she was like, okay, I'm going to do a bob cut for you guys. It really brought out her facial features. So, I mean, I liked it.
It's all
right. Are we here for it, like Debrat and her new look?
Not really.
No, I like her, what is it, the...
I like them goddess braids.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what you call those, but the braids with I think that's her look.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her style, because she can be masculine and feminine at the same time and still be pretty. I think that's one thing that's unique about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that too.
I don't know if I'm feeling a little. I mean, it was cute if she just wore like.
Just out.
Night. Yeah. You know, switch it up a little bit.
That hairstyle was like a Flintstones hairstyle.
I mean, it's about, and then a straight bang. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, one night, a weekend. We can
never
get away.
Never do. I just feel like she's about to start foot pedaling a car. I can't help it.
I can't. And then the next one we have is a post from Bow Wow. He just let us know that he has a new do-rag line.
Uh-oh.
That's coming out. He posted that, happy to announce the official launch starts today. Wanted to partner up and do something that is organic to me and most males. Mm-hmm. Check your local beauty supply store for the Bow Wow and Red by Kiss Velvet Do-Rag Collection.
Velvet?
Mm-hmm.
You can't
got
go
different
wrong with
colors,
velvet.
Black, white, red. It's just everything. So he's getting that money.
I'm here for it. I'll buy one if it ain't too expensive.
Right?
I ain't paying $10 for a do-rag. I'm sorry. I'll pay like $3 or $4 though if it's a good one. Yeah. And if it's velvet, let's go.
I know. He looked like he had a little commercial on his page.
Do we have we seen him wear it yet? Have we seen anybody wear it yet?
We haven't seen anybody wear it yet, but he's wearing it on his page.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah. Go to Sean Moss there.
Hey, feel free to send us a couple of them. I'll wear it for our next after show. I'll promote it for you. I got you.
Mm-hmm, I'll wear it too. Shoot, I may be bald, but I'll still wear it, you know.
I gotta put a do-rag on these every night anyways.
And then we have a picture of Little Mama from her Instagram page, and turns out she's also acting. She's doing she's on a show called All American on the CW. And then Alexis, you were telling me like her character name and what she does.
I watched it. I watched that show. I'm a fan of it. And her name is China on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she is dating one of the main characters' dad, who's like somebody in the music industry. Mm. She's a rapper from Crenshaw.
Okay.
So she actually, on the episode that she was on last night, she actually performed. She actually, I mean, you know, it was not one of her songs, but she did an actually good performance.
Okay.
And she looks really cute in the show. She has like this blonde little wig going on.
Was it like an Empire style performance?
No, it was like a block party, support the community type thing. No,
okay.
It was really good. She did really good. And she did good acting too. I was like, go, Lil Mama.
Okay.
She about to start making her coin.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, y'all, for the resurgence of Lil Mama.
She about to knock
that lip gloss, Lil Mama's gone. The jumping on the stage, Lil Mama's gone. This is a whole new Lil Mama. This is Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Not Big Mama, I know.
This is Lil Big Mama.
I'm not a little Big Mama.
Nah, this little mother.
Little mother.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. So let's get into predictions. See what are we thinking for next week.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Reminds me of a ball.
Right. Like a little crystal ball. Like what's going on?
What's going on?
Alexis, you wanna kick it off? What are your predictions?
For next week, I think we saw like in the little clip with Bow Wow and Kaomi. I think they're going to make attempt to make an amends, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm. I have hope for y'all. And then I also think we're going to see more of Masika working with Miss Deb. And I also think that Masika and Johnny are going to, hopefully it's this episode coming up, they're going to have their little moment.
Oh yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited
see that. Wait for that one.
Yeah.
And they both got strong personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And they, yeah, Masika got the comeback, so I'm just ready.
And that's the thing. Johnny, she already said, I'm not built like that. So she can't take too many of Masika's jokes. Mm-hmm. Masika can say one thing and then it's off.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
That's what's going to happen in my world, I think, next week.
Byron. Well,
since you mentioned it, I would like to really see Masika and Johnny have their little face-to-face. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool. Also, I think for Kiyomi, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Her relationship with Bow Wow and, like, the brat, it feels like the brat's going to just shake her down, like, verbally or something. I feel like the brat's going to really get to the bottom of things.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, the brat's good at those type of things. So, like I say, everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
Yeah. And I agree. I think the brat's going to go in there and let Kiyomi pretty much have it. Like, really try to see what her intentions are, because she still thinks Kiyomi's there just to be famous or just to be, like, that it girl. So the brat's definitely going to let her have it. And then I'm excited to see about Masika and Johnny. Hopefully that happens next episode, because that's going to be some good TV.
Great TV.
Also, I forgot, I meant to mention this in the movie. We talked about the news and gossip. Did you guys catch how Masika said that she, because I guess she hadn't been watching the show, like, since it's been airing, how she, the way they tried to make her seem, that she was after Bow Wow, that that's not really what the case was?
What? I missed that.
I did see that.
I think I didn't tag you. Yeah, so that's interesting, too.
Ooh.
I wonder if we're going to see more of Masika and Bow Wow.
I kind of agree, because, like, I was thinking this, like, when I was watching the last couple episodes, like, before I even saw her say that, I'm like, they're really trying to make her seem like she's real thirsty for Bow Wow. Mm-hmm. So I thought of it as just an angle to get her on the show, which I figured, like, okay, she's fine with that. Like, I'll get on the show. I'll talk about Bow Wow a little bit. Then I'll branch off and do me. Right. So I always kind of saw it as one of those type of things. But I guess seeing this, either people are coming at her head, like, asking her questions about it, or she doesn't like what she's seeing right now.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Because, you know, the way they cut it can always be different than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Views.
You know.
Okay. We definitely gonna find out soon.
But she's good at bringing in the views. Masika brings in a lot of views.
She sure does. And we might have a special guest next week. So you guys make sure you tune in for that one. Of course, listen to us on iTunes. Give us those 5 stars and leave those reviews. And of course, leave your comments down below for our YouTube page. We want to know your predictions. What are you guys thinking for next week? What do you guys think about Kiyomi and her miscarriage? Does that change the whole dynamic between her and Bao now? We want to hear your views. And don't forget to use the hashtag on Twitter, Growing Up Hip Hop ABTV, so we can see you out there. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And then I also do an after show, well, my own show here, called Back to Reality, on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
Byron, where can we find you?
Yeah, my name is Byron K. Once again, you can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s.
Yeah,
and I'm Alexis Mozell, and you can find me on all social media at Madam_Mozell.
All right, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.